On August 28, 1963, a 250,000 people came to Washington, D.C. for the March for Jobs and Freedom. In the 40 years since, memories of the event remain vivid for those who were there. Reporter Philip Martin spoke with two people in Massachusetts who attended the march as they reflected on what the event means to them now.
Roger Wooten, retired Episcopal minister, is overcome as he relives a scene from that day in Washington in 1963.
I could see a small group it was just a small group of people, about six of them perhaps, and they were all from Danville, Virginia. Danville, Virginia was one of the most cruel places where people were suffering terribly in their efforts to get civil rights made available to black people. And you knew damn well that when they returned to Danville, that their lives were really going to be seriously in danger. You know, and I had to think to myself, what a heroic group of people they were.
That moment would change Reverend Roger Wooten forever. He left Washington, D.C. that evening and returned by bus to his all-white congregation in Acton, Massachusetts, 21 miles west of Boston.
One Friday evening, we had a supper meeting, and people wanted to have a chance to hear me speak about this and then to have a chance to ask questions. And so they really were quite civil about it, even if they were puzzled.
Wooten, who is now 88, says his congregation was curious why he attended the march and didn't understand what it would accomplish. Wooten says he supported the Episcopal Church's decision in the 1970s to fund educational, health, and other social needs for African Americans. And he worked to try to integrate his town by bringing pressure on realtors to treat prospective black homeowners fairly and with respect. Despite his best efforts for years, there were only two black families in the area. In nearby Boston, Chuck Turner serves in the city council, which up until 1967 had no black members. He was at the march on Washington.
You know, starting in the early morning, the buses began to roll in. And then there was this great explosion of people, the speeches, the energy. But I was there when the buses left. And the reality is that by 6 o'clock that evening, it was as if the march had never happened.
Chuck Turner is an imposing figure with his shaved head and gray goatee. He has earned a reputation for demanding fairness for jobs for blacks. As he sees it, sit-ins and other forms of nonviolent protest led by Dr. King and others were more effective than the rally at the nation's capital. He believes there have been only tiny changes in Boston and the larger society since 1963.
We have to understand that as black people, people of color, we have to fight every day to keep even the modest gains.
On a recent Sunday morning in Acton, at the Church of the Good Shepherd, Monica Johnston comments on her town.
I don't see a lot of African-American families or Latino families here, and I don't know whether that is because they just can't afford to come here or whether they don't feel like they're welcome. I'm not sure.
Johnston says she would like to see greater racial diversity in her church and in her community. Acton has seen an influx of Asians and East Indians in recent years, and the number of black families has grown to 14. Change, of course, is relative, says historian Gerald Gill of Tufts University. He says since the march, there have been substantial changes for African Americans, women, and people of color. But, he says, the ideals have not been fully realized.
Still, there's ongoing residential segregation in the United States, and some communities don't look any different now than they did 40 years ago. We still have an African American unemployment rate that is probably 2-to-1 in terms of its relationship to whites. If we're celebrating a march on Washington for jobs and freedom, then still we have to look at, what, for example, what types of jobs, and particularly if jobs are disappearing.
Many Americans continue to hold the 63 March in high esteem. Others were turned off by marches as a means to an end. Lucy Barber, archivist and author of Marching on Washington, says the famous rally should be seen not only for what it promised.
It became a symbol of people coming together and being united, and I think that became increasingly important to people in retrospect. When the riots came, when the divisiveness over busing came, then when you have that part of the civil rights movement in your memory, you start to look back at 1963 and think, oh, that was a beautiful day. That was a dream.
The 63 March on Washington for jobs and freedom remains for many who remember it a practical, necessary step in the country's evolution toward a truly equal society. But many regard it as only a chapter in the unfinished business of civil rights. For NPR News, I'm Philip Martin.